At Warragul last week. All Hollywood is the fifth greyhound to die at Warragul this year. Dennis Anderson can tell us more. He's the national president of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds. Morning, Dennis.
Yes, good morning.
What happened to All Hollywood?
Well, All Hollywood fell on the first turn as she came out of the box and broke her neck. And unfortunately, as a result of that injury, her connections made the decision to euthanize her.
Right, and last time we spoke, you were talking about supporting straight racetracks, which you said, I think there's one in Victoria, but instead of having them as an oval shape, what else do you think there could be done, or could there have been anything else done to prevent All Hollywood from dying?
Well, yes, there could have been. There were eight dogs in that particular race on Thursday night at Warragul. Now, the findings of the University of Technology, Sydney, and our own independent research has shown that if you run a race with a maximum of six dogs, you will reduce the deaths and injuries. Now, six dogs are a standard race field in the United Kingdom.
Right. So you're really, by the sounds of this, taking a harm minimisation approach instead of, you know, flat out calling for the, you know, an end to greyhound racing altogether. You're trying to minimise the risk involved.
Well, our policy is that we want it banned completely, but we realise that that's not going to happen because the various state governments receive, first of all, direct donations from the gambling industry. And secondly, they receive enormous amounts of money in taxation from gambling on greyhound racing. So the state governments are not going to ban it. And what we are concerned about is that if we just hold the line and say, well, we want it banned and nothing else, then thousands of dogs are going to unnecessarily die and be injured. So our approach is if we can save some dogs in the interim, until eventually it will be banned, that is what we want to do.
Right, okay. So the first thing you mentioned there was having fewer dogs in a race. Was there anything else that could be done to reduce the risk?
Well, apart from the straight tracks, now the worst track in Victoria for deaths is Bendigo with seven, and the next one is Warragul with five. That's equal second with Cranbourne and Ballarat, which have each got five. The one straight track that operates in Victoria is Healesville, and they have no deaths so far this year.
So it seems to be there's a problem with dogs turning corners. That's when the injuries happen. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. That was the finding of the University of Technology, Sydney, because what happens is they tend to bunch up. Also, as they go round the turn, the dynamics of the dog's body changes, and that leads to collisions as well.
Yeah, and just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about another greyhound dying at Warragul. Is it unusual for two deaths to happen so close together within a few weeks?
No, it's not unusual. As I say, Warragul's had so far five this year, so that averages out about once a month. But we check the stewards' reports for the whole of Australia, and you'll find that on a particular track, a month might go by and there'll be no deaths, and then the next month you'll have two deaths. So far in Australia, we've had 88 deaths Australia-wide. Unfortunately, 33 of them are in Victoria. So Victoria has over one-third of the deaths in the total of Australia.
Right, okay. And we have contacted Greyhound Racing Victoria to get a response. We haven't been able to get that yet. But what's your message for Greyhound Racing Victoria?
Well, our message for Greyhound Racing Victoria is if you are going to remain in business, and unfortunately we believe they will be in business for many, many years to come, you need to take notice of the report done by the University of Technology, Sydney, and you need to minimise the number of deaths and injuries on the track by implementing the recommendations of the UTS report.
All right, Dennis, thank you for your time. Dennis Anderson, National President of CPG, which is the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds, talking about another death at the dogs in Warragul, 16 past 7. In just